You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm sure you are familiar with that statement, I can do all things through Christ. But many people may not be familiar with the context. He said, I know how to be abased and how to abound. I know how to live when I have nothing. I know how to live when I have abundance. So whatever the situation is, it does not affect me. I do not get depressed because I am broke. No. He says, everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Both to have food and not to have food. That's an apostle. He said, I am instructed. Who instructed him? I am trained. When there is food, I know how to enjoy it. When there is no food, I know how to enjoy it. None of it moves me. I know how to abound and I know how to suffer need. Can you see what he suffered? Need. The apostle had need, and he suffered need. And he said, I know how to do all of these things. You know, you would think that Paul, at the level where he was now talking now, this is a man that he had raised the dead. I'm talking of genuine miracles, not people who put a breathing man inside coffin and say they raised the dead. I'm not talking of people who are doing miracle for camera. Genuine miracle. By the hand of God, founded many churches. You would think such a man should never lack. He didn't control anybody. He was not taking their offering. He was not taking their money. He wasn't asking them to remit money to headquarters so that he can feed fat on it. There were times he lacked. Because look at it. He was always on a journey. He, at least in some part of his life, he was on journeys. And it may not be easy for him to have access to resources. But he said he was instructed to learn how to live the truth. Let me tell you, it takes Jesus for a man to be happy when he has nothing in his pocket. And for a man not to be lifted in his heart when he has money. When people have money, their heart become lifted. When people don't have money, they become depressed. But in Christ Jesus, your heart will maintain equilibrium. When there is money, nobody will know. When there is no money, nobody will know. You remain the same person. There are people that by their status, you can almost predict what is going on in their life. When they have money, that's when they will now put a status, what God cannot do. What is it that God cannot do? I am rejoicing. I am bouncing in the Lord. As soon as they are broke, they have needs, they can't meet those needs, they will change their profile picture to black. They may change it to blank. They may just write something. Nobody even understand this country anymore. It is time to japa. You see, so you can see it in their life. Can I tell you, a child of God doesn't live like that. A child of God does not live like that. You know, I went one day to go and preach. I didn't even have money for taxi to go to the place I was invited to preach. And they asked me to come and preach something along the line of the blessings of the Lord. So I trekked to the place and preached. And from their feedback, they were blessed. But I trekked back. But there was nothing about me that betrayed the fact that whether I had money to come or I didn't have money to come. Nothing. Brethren, it takes Jesus. That's why Paul now said, I can do all these things through Christ, which strengthens me. It takes Jesus for your heart not to be lifted when you have money. You know, when you have money, you are anxious to spend. What you are thinking is spending. But when you are broke, you are depressed. A child of God does not live like that. We can do all things. We can be fine when there is money. We can be fine when there is no money. Be instructed. Learn how to also do that in Christ Jesus. Some of you, when people meet you, they know you are broke. Because they have to force themselves to be asking, what's the matter? Don't have money. I don't have money. Why is your life like that? So you now make yourself to become an object of pity. And don't think preachers are spared from this. Many preachers, you can even tell that this man is looking for money. When he's extremely broke, every message is about giving. Giving, 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 giving. Sometimes you will even see his anger. Some of you, you don't know how to appreciate the man of God. It's because he's broke. He's broke. Which one is appreciate the man of God? Are they the one that called you? You said God called you. So are you saying he who called you does not know how to take care of you? You go and declare the word of God faithfully. Whether with full stomach or empty stomach, declare the word of God faithfully. Leave God to take care of you. You can do it through Christ that strengthens you. Can you imagine what Jesus strengthens us to do? He strengthens us to suffer. He also strengthens us to enjoy. It's both sides. You need Jesus for both sides. Otherwise, I'm telling you, even having money can destroy your life. I know when I say this, some people can't understand it. Sometimes I wish that everyone can just be rich. Suddenly, at least, or just for a while, to experience the danger of money. And then you'll be restored back to your normal state. Brethren, just be grateful to God for what he's doing in your life. Whatever he brings in Christ Jesus, enjoy it. When there is lack in Christ Jesus also, enjoy it. I pray God will give you wisdom in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.